Mr. Leibowitz's office? He's busy. Who shall I say? Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. I'll tell him. Okay.
Take a letter to Mr. B.G. De Silva. My dear Mr. De Silva, I've read the book of your show, and as your legal advisor, I'm writing to let you know that you're skating on very thin ice. And since you've asked my advice, let me warn you, it can't be done. I know it's all in fun, but there is a state called Louisiana, and anyone can tell that both your acts are based on facts, and they're gonna be sore as hell. You won't get away with it. They'll sue you and Riskin and Berlin too, because there are laws. Laws that specifically say you can't write a book or a play based on characters living today, and that's what you've done. I know it's in fun, but for instance, the very first scene, the character you call the Dean. You've changed the name, but just the same, they're going to know who you mean. And you won't get away with it. Oh no, the minute you open, they'll close the show and they'll sue. They'll sue you and Riskin and Berlin too, and the cast will go to jail. Of that, I have no doubt. But speaking as your attorney, let me say that there is a way out. You can make the whole thing legal without changing a line in your book. It can still be Louisiana. You can call a crook, but you must say it's based on fiction, and everything will be fine. Yours truly, Sam Leibowitz of Rafferty, Driscoll, and O'Brien.
Before we start the show, we'd like to have you know the characters portrayed in our musical charade have not been based on persons living or dead. They've all been made up out of the author's head. Instead, the things that we reveal never happened, they're not real, in spite of what you've heard or what you've read. The politicians we investigate would come from Maine or Kansas or Montana. So we laid our story in a mythical state, a mythical state we call Louisiana.
Within our simple plot, you'll notice quite a lot of references to crooks who have monkeyed with their books.
And with those gentlemen, we're not too gentle. If they seem like men you've read about, it's purely accidental.
The law says shows like this one can get by with one restriction.
It must be fiction.
We try to stay within the law, that's why we laid the scenes in New Orleans.
A city we've invented so that there would be no fuss. If there is such a place, it's certainly news to us. Again, the same old word, no matter what you've heard, the villains in our show are just characters, and so
if an arrow seems to strike someone who's investigated, if he looks to you just like someone to whom you're related, don't go out and sue.
We don't mean you.
It's fiction, so don't be temperamental.
If your son's a millionaire, don't start trembling in your britches when a character declares that you're dirty sons of riches. Don't go out and sue.
We don't mean you.
The likeness is purely accidental. So please bear this in mind. Our show is of the mythical kind.
The book is mythical.
The score is mythical.
To make them mythical was our only chance.
The girls are mythical.